suppose you see a young fellow who's likable, but he's growing too fast, and he seems all arms and legs. You say he's
gangly.
Gangly, uh-huh. And an interesting term, appeared maybe part of this. Suppose you see a 16-year-old girl who's very lively.
Frisky.
She's frisky. But suppose you see an 80-year-old man who still is very active and very...
He's lively.
He's lively for his age. Is mm-hmm. that... Uh-huh. And if someone is exceptionally good-natured...
Jolly.
He's a jolly chap. But if, on the other hand, he's firm to the point of never changing his mind. He said, well, he's awfully...
Scallish. I'm trying to think of another term.
If you just can't change his mind... Mm-hmm.
Well, I can't...
Maybe if I suggest some other circumstances. Here's a fellow who's, he will not change his mind. Now, here's somebody...
He's hard-headed.
Hard-headed.
It's
one. Here's somebody who...
For stubborn.
Who gets hurt very easily.
Sensitive.
And gets angry. So was he...
Touchy.
Touchy. Did you ever hear this word, touches?
Oh, yes.
Now, is there a difference between
no,
touchy and touches?
No.
I see.
They're a touchous person. Be careful what you say.
I see. Yeah, that means the same as touchy.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Sensitive.
But suppose somebody is not necessarily sensitive, but he gets furious.
He's quick-tempered.
Quick-tempered. Just very. And so you say to him, now just keep...
Cool.
Keep cool. Mm-hmm. All right.
And don't fly off the handle.
Uh-huh. If you see someone who leaves money around, say he's awfully...
Careless.
Careless. Suppose that he does nothing really exceptionally wrong, but, there's just something people don't... like about him, or he doesn't seem to be especially interested in or care whether they do or not. You say he's a little
standoffish.
What is this word queer? Is that a strong, too strong a word?
In today's thinking it is, but not in my thinking. Strange and queer is the same thing as standoffish. Mm-hmm. Their thinking is not in keeping with yours.
Mm-hmm.
There's no communication.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't relate.
Did you as a girl ever hear that pronounced choir?
Mm-hmm. By people who still were hill people.
I see. I'm wondering whether choir actually is the same
queer.
Word as queer.
Yeah, he's queer in his thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Or in his behavior.
So it's very likely to be the same.
It's exactly same the same
word.
Term.
Mm-hmm. How about the word common? Is that a good thing or a bad thing? She's common.
It's bad.
Huh?
If you are common, then you are wanton.
I see. And is that still true?
I think so.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Because you can also hear, perhaps not in this area.
Common and loose meant the same thing.
I see. You would never hear then someone say, well, I feel very easy around him. He's very common.
No, you never,
never hear that.
That.
I see. Uh-huh. Which,
But you would hear, familiar. Not familiar like it is familiar to you.